The river's tent is broken. The last fingers of leaf clutch and sink into the wet bank. The wind crosses the brown land unheard.
The months are departed. Sweet Thames, run softly till I end my song.
River bears no empty bottles, sandwich papers, silk handkerchiefs, cardboard boxes, cigarette ends, or other testimony of summer nights.
The nymphs are departed.
And their friends, the loitering heirs of city directors, departed, have left no addresses. By the waters of Leman, I sat down and wept.
Sweet Thames, run softly till I end my song. Sweet Thames, run softly, for I speak not loud or long.
In the morning.
To keep my back in a cold blast, I hear the rattle of the bones and chuckle spread from ear to ear. A rat crept softly through the vegetation, dragging its slimy belly on the bank.
While I was fishing,
canal, on a winter evening round behind the gas house,
musing upon the king my brother's wreck and on the king my father's death before him.
White bodies naked on the low damp ground and bones cast in a little low dry garret, rattled by the rat's foot only year to year. But up my back from time to time I hear the sound of horns and motors which shall bring Sweeney to Mrs. Porter in the spring. Oh, the moon shone bright on Mrs. Porter and her daughter. They washed their feet in soda water.
Aussi voix d'enfants chantant dans la coupole.
So, Ruby, force.
Unreal City under the brown fog of a winter noon. Mr. Eugenides, the Smyrna merchant, unshaven with a pocket full of currants. CIF London, documents at sight, asked me in demotic French to luncheon at the Cannon Street Hotel, followed by a weekend at the Metropole, at the violet hour when the eyes and back turn upward from the desk, when the human engine waits like a taxi, throbbing, waiting.
I, Tiresias, though blind, throbbing between two lives, old man with wrinkled female breasts, can see at the violet hour, the evening hour that strives homeward and brings the sailor home from sea.